الرحمن الرحيم دعاية توي فريد إن وش الله تبارك تعالى says لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا. Don't be like those people who made kufr. Don't imitate the kuffar. On this ulama have given detailed explanation and lot of warning in imitating the kuffar, which is called tashabbuh bil kuffar. Yeah, in this ayat, it was the words the kuffar used to say, what their thoughts are, and then they used to speak that, don't say just such words. But yeah, particularly it was, they should say, if you should not have gone on safar, if you should not have gone in jihad, you should not have died. So those type of things we must completely keep away. And that explains that maut is only in the hands of Allah. It isn't because of going on safar, because of going in jihad, you die. As we have mentioned, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, I went 60 times in the battlefield, not to win the war, not to gain the booty, but just to become a shaheed. But today, maut is finding me here on my bed at home. And so maut is written for a person where it is. And Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali explained a very beautiful point on this, that Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not have to have that sorrow that is dying on the bed. It was only naturally meant because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And the sword of Allah will never be able to be broken by the kuffar. So it could never be that he could become shaheed at the hand of the kuffar. Therefore, he passed away at home. Any case, this tashabbuh bil kuffar, to imitate the kuffar. This is one of the two major reasons why Allah's azab comes to Muslims in this world. When we imitate, live like the kuffar. And the other, we mix with them. And we become very close to them. Those are two terrible things. And wherever recently in the world and in the past also, where Allah's azab came on the Muslims, it is because we mix with them freely, we become bosom friends with them, and we start living, we imitate their lifestyle. In previous ayat that we have read, Allah say, gave 10 reasons why we should not imitate the kuffar. One of them, Allah Ta'ala says, تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ. You love them and they don't love you at all. You love them that you copy all the things. For example, we have a wedding, the bride will wear a white gown imitating the Christians. We'll have some Mehndi party imitating the Hindus. Everything we imitate them, and in their any function of theirs, any in their lifestyle, they never imitate one thing of ours. They say the Muslims do this like this, let us do it like this. They hate us, they hate our ways, and how can we then love their ways? And today, the education system we love, their lifestyle, their holiday style, the house planning style, everything how they do, we want to do it like that. That is a very dangerous thing. Example, Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali gives that if India and Pakistan are at war, and a Pakistani soldier wears the dress, the outfit of a uniform of an Indian soldier, and when they see him, they will take him to be an Indian soldier, and they shoot him dead, that he's our enemy. And also he says that if a person is in his office, he gives the example of Pakistan also, he's a Pakistani officer, top ranking officer, he's sitting in his office and there's a flag of Pakistan on his table. But instead of the Pakistani flag, he put the flag of India there. And the people tell him, how can you do this? He says, just a small piece of cloth. Just a small little piece, what does it matter? I'm a proper Pakistani. My country is Pakistan. I love Pakistan. But that sign which you have put there, that shows that you are siding with with India. So in our country, for example, a ANC member, top ranking officer, and on his table he puts a DA flag. For people, how can you do this? How can you align yourself with the DA? It's not accepted. You say, just a small piece of cloth. What difference does it make? Nobody will accept it. His political party won't accept it. They will fire him from his post. In dunya's things, we can understand this, that it is right. But when it comes to the matters of deen, then we can't understand. That after all, he's just wearing casual dress, Bermuda, T-shirt. So what's wrong with that? He's just getting a university degree. He's just doing this, doing that. There we don't understand how serious the matter is. And in the matters of deen, it is much more serious that when we imitate the kuffar. And today it has become such that even fatwas are given permitting the dressing of the kuffar. Because so common it has become, casual dress, etc. Or those places in India where the national dress of the woman is the sari, which is the Hindu's dress. But because it has become a national dress, permission is given also you can wear it. That it's not there only the Hindu people's dress, it's a national dress. But we all know the sari is the dress of the Hindus. So like that today their lifestyle is dominating us throughout the world. And this is the cause of Allah's help going away from us. We know ourselves. If our dear friend, close friend is our friend, but he dresses like our enemy, he behaves like our enemy, he does everything like the enemy, we won't tolerate it. How will Allah tolerate us? And we are the followers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have got the topmost, best quality of lifestyle, the way of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we throw that one side and we follow the ways of the kuffar. This is such a serious matter. So therefore, here in this ayat, and where Allah has warned about that, we should take lesson from there. And we should try and get out all the kuffar things which are in our lifestyle. We bring sunnah into our lifestyle. For example, there are so many of us that we feel also that we are following sunnah, but we can't stay without the toothbrush. The toothbrush is not the Muslim way. The miswak is the Muslim way. We are so much that we will go in Jamaat, we'll spend 4 months, 1 year in Jamaat. We will go in the Khanka, but when we go back home, then we'll sit at the table to eat. So all the time when we are in Jamaat, we were sitting on the floor. But as soon as we come home, at least the breakfast we'll have at the breakfast nook. That we feel, well, that is how it must be. We don't think that at home also we must follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How many of us all, how many things that we dress and we live like the non-Muslims. We go to sleep at night, we must have a pyjamas like how they wear pyjamas. We don't, our dress is our dress. For all times we have got our dress. But why must we choose their dress? So this is a great warning that has been given in this ayat, and because of which Allah says, gradually, you start loving their ways, you love their ways, may Allah forbid and save us, you die in their ways. And then you die in their with their creed, and with their, you die like one of them, you die then. And that is the worst thing that can happen. And all this does not just happen that you went one shot into all that kufr. It started with all the small things. One person asked somebody, were any big people born in your town? Any big people, great people? So he said, no, in our town only babies were born. Never was a big person born. So how does a person become big? He's first a baby. Then he gradually becomes big. So all these things are also small things. Then they become big. And then they cause all the destruction. Allah Ta'ala save us, guide us, and give us the love of sunnah. For that, we should regularly make this dua also. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Oh Allah, make iman beloved to us. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. And beautify in our hearts. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. And give us the hatred of kufr. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. وَالْفُسُوق. And all sin, وَالْعِسْيَان. All your disobedience, give us the hatred of it. Today the way we love the sports, We love the British Premier League. Oh, we are worried of the scores there. All those things are in our heart. For a mu'min, it's out of the question. But yet, we are mu'min also, and we regard ourselves as very good believers also. And we've got a way, whole life and way and the love of the kuffar in our heart. Allah give us the true love and the true direction in life.